the way that the Islamists have felt emboldened to express such thoughts quite publicly, and quite violent thoughts very publicly, is symptomatic of the political chaos that Sudan is under at the moment. The Islamists thrive on this kind of political chaos. Their general objective is to get back into power, to bring about a sort of Bashir-era political dispensation, an Islamo-military regime or government. They are unable to do so very easily for two reasons. One, they've been tested for 30 years and found wanting. And two, there is considerable resistance against their return, the likes of which has not been there throughout Sudan's independence history in the same way. And that frustration is leading them to sort of lash out and express their grievances and their frustrations, or their perceived grievances and frustrations, in very sort of violent ways, as is their way, against those that they believe are leading the charge against them. Oftentimes, we don't hear about these instances because they are directed towards, you know, local protagonists or, you know, people within the Sudanese political and social landscape. This time, of course, the nature of the threat against the SRSG Folkeperst life, and just how sort of brazen it was, and during a political meeting, though, that it was attended by political leaders in Sudan, I think that it sort of made it more egregious and gave it the sort of the level of attention that it has currently had. But I think none of this is surprising. It is, of course, something that a lot of people in Sudan immediately, you know, spoke out against.
Some people in Sudan, especially Islamists and supporters of the ousted president Omar al-Bashir, are angry with what they call foreign interferences in Sudan's affairs. And Folkeperst seems to symbolize that kind of interference, because he's leading the mediation team that's trying to, you know, go in between the military and civilian forces to restore the transition in Sudan. What do you make of that sentiment?
I mean, the irony is that the role that the UN is playing within the tripartite mechanism, which includes also the African Union and the Intergovernmental Agency on Development, or IGAD, has not been as effective as many people think. However, it has been very public. There is actually a broad international community effort to get this agreement signed. Folkeperst just happens to be the face of this effort. And I think in that sense, he has been attracting a lot of ill will, shall we say, from the Islamists, who see that it's easy to frame the push towards a final agreement of international interference, because it goes directly against their interests. The Islamists don't want to see a final agreement signed that would see the role of the armed forces, whom they are allied to, diminished vis-a-vis the role of other armed actors. They don't want to see a civilian government that has non-Islamists in it, as is currently the trajectory, that would diminish their political and economic interests.
And the threat of religious extremism is real in Sudan. We know it from 2020, when Prime Minister then Abdullah Hamdok survived an assassination attempt. How big of a threat is it in this volatile Sudanese context?
It's difficult to quantify, I think. We don't have, you know, active, publicly known cells. But we do have very specific and very vocal pro-jihadist individuals. And they have also become more vocal in the past few weeks as the political chaos in Khartoum has continued. And so, you know, there's a sort of mosaic, if you will, of different extremists slash jihadis who all sort of work together in order to create the sense of instability, but also who effectively like to stoke fear, but also provide themselves as an answer, right? Sudan historically has not been a country where jihadism and extremism is easy to take root mostly because of the Sufi tendencies of Islam as practiced here in Sudan. But when there is political chaos, I mean, we've seen this internationally, that is when these extremists thrive. I don't think their message will gain as much traction as they would like.